When you are asked or told to take on another task, you sigh and roll your eyes, but you probably do it. You feel that same frustration when you have to add another new case, or squeeze in an appointment, or call that patient after hours. You know, one of those patients who always seem to want you to phone after they get off of work. These are pivotal moments in your practice where you could make a conscious choice, but that doesn't always feel straightforward. Saying yes could mean you zap your mental and physical energy just to get the thing done, and resentment builds. Saying no may mean you have to defend your choice. What's your tendency? Go with the flow? Or expend energy to push back and get control of your time? These decisions could have a lasting impact. Find the full transcript and more resources for physician moms at inspiredmommds.com/2. You're listening to Inspired Mom MDs with host Cindy Van Praagh, helping physician moms take back control and prioritize what matters most so they thrive in private practice and at home. Just last week, I had one of those opportunities to choose consciously. First, a bit of background. In my current job as an anesthesiologist, I work in office-based settings, so I provide anesthesia for procedures that are safely done in the surgeon's office. I typically get up extremely early to drive into Houston before the traffic gets ridiculous. I can have my coffee, start my cases early, and be done in time to beat most traffic home. Last Wednesday, I had 2 cases scheduled and 1 canceled. Okay, no biggie, I thought. I'll get home earlier and get to work on my long to-do list. Then I get a text. The patient's asking if I can start later, 9:30 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. My mind conjured all the pros and cons of trying to accommodate this request, and I was torn between wanting to keep this patient happy and keeping myself sane. If I said yes to 9:30, I would be saying yes to an extra 30 to 40 minutes in traffic, likely road rage-infused traffic. I would get home later with less income to show for the day, and then finally get to my list. Now, I know myself, I would feel more frazzled and a bit self-defeated for even agreeing to such a strange time. In retrospect, a quick reply of sorry, no, would have spared me the thought, energy, and time. What is one situation in the past week where you had a choice to suck it up and give in, or to choose to take care of yourself first? And what did you choose? You may guess what I did. I said no, then braced for the argument or negative reactions, but none came. I listened to my own experience, my body telling me to protect myself. I drew the proverbial line in the sand. I urge you to take note of those moments when you have a physical or emotional reaction to events in your day. Does that moment cross an invisible boundary? Your body knows the truth. When you look back at your past, where are some patterns that defeat you? Where is that line between your peace and frustration? When does a situation start to eat away your energy and leave you exhausted at the end of the day? Draw your line in the sand. For me, it was the 8 a.m. start time, hard stop. What would that line in the sand be for you? What is the number one reason you're working harder than you need to? What is it you're saying yes to when you need to say no? When I stood behind my line, I was rewarded by the inner joy of defending myself, of making things go smoother. I arrived home with energy to get other work done, be a good human to my kids, and show up to my workup class instead of canceling because of exhaustion. You may be pleasantly surprised at how one decision can impact your entire day, make you feel a bit proud of yourself for setting and holding a boundary. Choose peace as often as you can Reduce the end-of-day frazzled, overworked experience. You will be proud of yourself, too. Where can you protect your time and ease your overall well-being today? It's time to take back control and thrive. Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Mom MDs. Please share with other physician moms and leave a review if you found value from this podcast.